الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Him only do we praise and His name do we glorify. We give thanks to Him for the boons and favors He has bestowed upon us. And for all our needs, we rely solely upon Him. And we seek His forgiveness from the mistakes of our deeds and actions. For whomsoever Allah guides, none can mislead. And whomsoever goes astray, there is no guidance for him. I bear witness to the fact that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His servant and final messenger. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and given us the opportunity to witness another day, to witness another Jummah in our lives, so that inshallah we may reflect upon what has gone by, and probably inshallah we can make some adjustments to better our situation and better our lives. Today inshallah I want to discuss with you something that I call collective responsibility. And among the distinctive features of Islam is that it makes collective responsibility for universal goodness a duty on the Islamic society at large. This principle is known as enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Doing right and having the will to see that right should prevail, and forbidding wrong and having the power to see that wrong and injustice must be defeated, are essential conditions of the sane Islamic society. This principle was realized and put into action by the early Muslims, whom Allah praised in this ayah of the Quran in Surah Al-Ali Imran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best of people evolved for mankind, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong and believing in Allah. And such an ideal community is also pictured in the holy verse of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us of something that each and every one of us should pay attention to. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعَدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُكِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. When translated, the believing men and women are protectors unto one another. They enjoin what is just and forbid what is evil. They observe regular prayer, practice regular charity, and obey Allah and His Messenger. On them Allah will pour mercy, for Allah is exalted in power. The two aforementioned ayat of the Quran, Allah is telling us we are the best of people evolved for mankind. Why? Because we enjoin what is right and we stay away or we forbid what is wrong, and we believe in the oneness of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about how important it is for us men and women to coexist, that we are protectors unto one another. We protect one another. We enjoin what is just or what is right, and we forbid what is evil. And by being protectors of one another, we observe regular prayer, practice regular charity, obey Allah and His Messenger, and those who do such, on them Allah will pour His mercy upon them. For Allah is exalted in power and wise. This religious obligation of social goodness on the society as a whole must have great effects of sanity and power. It has also another spiritual privilege as a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the divine promise of aid and strength to the Muslim nation. For he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says in another ayah of the Quran, when that is translated, it means, and this comes from Suratul Hajj, Allah will certainly aid those who aid His cause. For verily Allah is full of strength, exalted in might. They are those, if we establish them in the land, perform regular prayer and give regular charity, enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and with Allah rests the end and decision of all affairs. Allah is telling us that He will help those who help in His cause, for He is full of strength. And then when we establish the performance of prayer and we give charity and we enjoin what is right and stay away from that which is wrong, the rest is with Allah, and the decision is with Allah. So in neglecting this opposition or in neglecting this obligation must have destructive results. When we neglect the obligation of being helpers into one another, has destructive results. When the bad elements are not checked with good counsel or through the force of the divine law, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touches both parties, the mischief makers and those who remain silent about the wrong. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and guard yourself against an affliction which affects not in particular those of you who do wrong, and know that Allah is strict in punishment. As Muslims, we must take care of this collective responsibility. We must take every possible means in carrying out this duty of ours. And there ought to be some people in every community who are dedicated to calling to the call of Allah, propagating goodness and standing against evil. This is a religious collective duty ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He reminds us or He commands us in Surah Ali Imran, and let there arise out of you a party who invite to good and enjoin the right and forbid the wrong, and those are they who are successful. The obligation of collective responsibility for social goodness is now badly neglected, while it was a part of the daily life of every Muslim in the golden era of Islam. Some distinguished companions of the Prophet ﷺ dedicated their lives to this noble task. It is reported that Jabir ibn Abdullah said, I swore an allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to hear and obey and offer to every Muslim good counsel. Another companion, Ubada ibn al-Samit, said, we swore an allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call to right, to say the truth, and not to be afraid of reproaches. The most perfect believer, according to the Book of Allah, is the one who takes a positive action in calling to Allah the right way, being himself a good example in doing right, being steadfast in obedience and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says in the Quran, and who is better in speech than one who calls to Allah and does good and says, I am surely of those who submit. This ayah of the Quran describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also a description of anyone who follows in his footsteps. It states that the word of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alaihi wasallam reaches the highest mark of human speech as evidenced by three facts. First, that he, peace be upon him, calls to Allah. Second, that his deeds show no divergence of his preaching from his conduct. And thirdly, that he completely submitted to the will of Allah. And he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said in a hadith narrated by Imam At-Tirmidhi, by him in whose hands my soul is, you must enjoin what is reputable and forbid what is disreputable, or Allah will certainly send you grave punishment from himself to you, and you will then appeal for relief and do not receive any answer. It is also related that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any of you sees something objectionable, he must change it with his own hands. And if he cannot, he must do it with his tongue. But if he cannot, he should feel objection in his heart. And this being the least thing to be done. A hadith narrated by Imam Muslim. Brothers and sisters, we have this collective responsibility in making sure that our community, our brothers and sisters, are helpers unto one another, that we help one another in doing right, that we help one another in staying away from that which is wrong, that which is evil, that we help one another in the observance of prayer. It is reported in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when a husband wakes up in the morning and he performs his prayer and he realizes that his wife has fallen asleep, that it is his right to take some water and sprinkle a little bit on her face to wake her and to remind her about the performance of her salah. Likewise, the wife do the same to the husband. How important it is to perform this salah, this in the morning, this fajr prayer. So important for us. And yet there are many of us who, when the time comes, we fall asleep and we fall strong in sleep and the time has passed. We have to be able to remind one another, to be protectors and helpers of one another, practice of regular charity. We are protect or helpers unto one another for this. And most importantly, we are helpers unto one another in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we become these people who are helpers unto one another, Allah will pour His mercy upon us. For He, Allah, is exalted and He is exalted and in power and He, Allah, is wise. So while we are going through this difficult period or challenging time in our lives, let us try to emulate or to establish in our lives today of being helpers unto one another, in enjoining together that which is right, and reminding one another of our duties and our responsibilities to our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In doing this with sincerity, with ikhlas, certainly Allah is going to pour His mercy upon us. And it becomes a habit. It becomes a habit on us when we start today and we start with this intention of Allah, asking Allah for His guidance and asking Allah to open that way for us so that we can benefit or reap the benefits of Allah's mercy upon us. It is time for us as Muslims, people who testify, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That you testify that there is no God but Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. We must be able, right now, this day, this moment, make this concerted effort or make this testimony in turning to Allah, turning towards Allah before we return to Allah. How many people, how many Muslim brothers and sisters in our community, in our families that have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every day you are hearing of our Muslim brothers and sisters returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not waste this valuable time, but let us take this opportunity to do as much good as we can, to be of the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are a people who invite one another to do good, and we make sure that we see that wrong is not done. Because when we do this, we are promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will be successful. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us the opportunity to turn to Him before we return to Him. I seek His forgiveness, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us safe. Allah will protect us, and Allah will give us that guidance. That guidance to always strive for excellence to always strive to do that which is right and to stay away from that which is wrong. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the souls of all our Muslim brothers and sisters who have gone to the great beyond, families and parents, members of the community. May Allah forgive their souls and have mercy on their souls. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow their souls to be raised among the righteous in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to receive their book of deeds in their right hand in front of them on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant unto those who are sick in their homes or in the hospital, that He grant them shifa. May He keep them in that state, in a state of iman, and may He, in His infinite mercy, by His permission, by His decree, to give them ease and comfort. And may He help the families to give them patience in this time of trials and tribulations. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ana wa yati wa zikril hakeem. Innahu ta'ala jawadun karimun malikum baru rawufur rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati amalina. May yahdihillah fala mudilla lah wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Inna Allaha wa malaikatuhu yusalluna 'alan nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قال وقام. وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. اللَّهُمَّ بَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. اللَّهُمَّ بَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. اللَّهُمَّ بَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِأُسْتَاذِي وَلِجَمِيعِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ. Allahiyya minhum wal amwat, innaka mujibud da'wat bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ibadallah, rahimakumullah, innallaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Wala zikrullahi ta'ala 'ala wa aula wa azu wa jallu wa tammu wa hammu wa akbar.